Country Club FM.
All right, Neil, today, Almanac is brought to us by
Schmidt Decorative Concrete. Cody and his crew, his partner Bo, they run the show at Schmidt Decorative Concrete. They did great work at my house, redoing my driveway. The old asphalt was beaten up. They took it out and put in beautiful concrete in less than a day, and it's absolutely gorgeous. I could not be happier with the work they did, and I know they can do the same for you. And maybe you have a sidewalk or a patio or something, you want that stamped, decorative, beautiful, colored concrete. They can make that happen for you, too. Whatever the project is, and it could be a residential thing, could be a commercial thing. I know we're kind of getting to the end of the concrete season, but there's still some good days ahead of us. And if you're planning, as you should be already, for your commercial snow removal, snow plowing, taking care of ice and making sure nobody's slipping and sliding on their way into the warehouse or whatever the case may be, they can take care of all of that for you as well. All the information is on their website at schmidtconcrete.com. Schmidtconcrete.com, a wonderful family business, now third generation, the type of business I love to support here at Bob FM, and I encourage you to do the same. Schmidtconcrete.com for more information on all the products and services that they offer. Proud sponsors of today's Bob Almanac.
Now, times when you are gone, I just play the commercial that you recorded for Schmidt Decorative Concrete. I see that right now that's outdated, so you might want to look into that.
Yeah,
just in case when that time comes, when you're not here, because I can't talk intelligently enough about it. I probably could ad lib something that would be acceptable, but maybe not up to their standards as fine of a company that they are. Okay?
Yes. Duly noted.
All right. Today is Wednesday, October 22nd, the 295th day of the year. It is a clown show.
Our theme song.
And this is the date that we had one of the great mergers of all time in the industry of entertainment. That would be Ringling Brothers buying out Barnum & Bailey, 1907, becoming the most famous circus in the world.
I wonder what that check was worth.
A very close second would be the Jose Cole Circus.
Yes. Yeah, right there.
I don't know, probably pretty good. I think they just... I don't know if they even exchanged money. Because Barnum & Bailey had elephants, Ringling didn't. They just said, okay, you can have our elephants. And our name, of course. It just got longer. Sure. The other big circus is the Zura Shrine Circus. That's the other one that comes to mind, too. Shrine Circus.
Yeah, before Jose Cole, there was the Zura Shrine.
1934, bank robber Pretty Boy Floyd shot and killed by federal agents in East Liverpool, Ohio. In fact, it was like a cornfield that they gunned him down in.
And, you know, he was public enemy number one at that point.
I'm sure he was. Why the G-men?
Top five.
The G-men were going after him. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you're top five, do you want to be number one? Maybe you do. Now, he was a little bit of a folk hero because when he would rob banks, he would also go in there and tear up mortgage notes for people, hoping that there wasn't a duplicate copy. Is that redundant? Duplicate copy. There was a duplicate or a copy of said mortgage note, and he was trying to free people from their mortgages. So he was seen as kind of like a Robin Hood, although he also killed cops and shot and killed people too. So you might want to balance that out.
Yeah, right. But so give me all your, put all the money in the bag and then get me your mortgage
notes. Give me your mortgage notes. I'm going to tear them up for these people. We're going to help them out. 1934. 1952 this date.
Either with milk or right out of the box, Kellogg's Sugar Frosted Flakes are packed with energy.
They're good.
Good? They're great!
Okay, yeah, boy. Frosted Flakes, Kellogg's. That might have been the first sugared cereals. One of the first, at least.
It was sure good. I know that. I liked them as a young lad.
That was a favorite at our house. That was probably probably the top three or four cereals that we always had on hand. Frosted Flakes introduced is basically what? They're corn flakes with just a little sugary frosting. It was a sugary frosting coating on them. And boy, that helped them stay crunchy too. More than the corn flakes.
Yeah, they held up in the milk better.
It's kind of like that protective food coating that Clark Griswold invented, remember? He was going to make all kinds of money on that. The company he worked at for Christmas Vacation. He was going to get that bonus so he could buy a pool. And instead he got a membership of the Jelly of the Month Club. And of course, Cousin Eddie said, that's the gift that keeps on giving all year round, Clark. That it does, Ed.
That's right.
That it does, Ed. So we had Frosted Flakes that stayed 1952. And kids needed more sugar.
Right.
Or were they
didn't know it then, what we know now.
That's true.
The amount of sugar that we consumed as kids in the 60s was unfathomable.
So in 1962, this was pretty serious in the news.
To halt this offensive buildup, a strict quarantine on all offensive military equipment under shipment to Cuba is being initiated. All ships of any kind bound for Cuba, from whatever nation or port, where they're found to contain cargoes of offensive weapons, be turned back.
Things were getting heated. It was the Cuban blockade, the Cuban Missile Crisis. It was one of the scariest parts of the decade of the 60s.
Of the blockade.
Yes.
Of the blockade.
The blockade of the... It was the blockade of the decade. The blockade of the decade. President Kennedy just put a little different stress on some things. You know, probably his upbringing there at Hyannis Port and up there in New England, but he announced the air and naval blockade. There were tense moments there.
Very tense.
We thought we were on the brink of thermonuclear war, but cooler heads prevailed.
I don't remember it. I was a little too young, but it was a thing for sure.
And even if you did remember it, you probably would have repressed those memories.
Yeah.
Definitely. How about birthdays now today?
What does a yellow light mean? Slow down. Okay. Yellow light mean? Slow down. Okay.
The great Christopher Lloyd as Jim Ignatowski, the Reverend Jim on Taxi. Christopher Lloyd is 87 today, and of course we can never forget him also. I mean, two great characters, Jim Ignatowski and of course Doc Brown.
Marty, you're gonna have to do something about those clothes. You walk around town dressed like that, you're liable to get shot
or hanged.
What idiot dressed you in that outfit?
You did.
Yeah, it was. How good was he as Doc Brown?
Oh my gosh.
Perfect. Doc Brown
just played that character so well.
Christopher Lloyd.
Made those movies so entertaining.
Yes. Christopher, you know, the 1.21 gigawatts. Who doesn't quote that?
Yes.
Great Scott.
Flux capacitor. Gave us some good ones. Yeah.
Christopher Lloyd, 87 today. I don't have a clip, but I just love saying her name, Catherine Deneuve.
Deneuve.
Is she French?
I hope so.
I bet Inspector Clouseau does a nice job.
Deneuve.
Yes, exactly. And then you say, your monkey. 82. She was in some movies that I don't recognize.
No.
She was in a lot of foreign films. Right. She's 82 today.
How can I be sure in a world that's constantly changing? How can I be sure where I stand with you?
One of the lead singers of The Rascals and The Young Rascals. This is Eddie Brigati.
Nice.
The other guy is Felix something or other.
I wanna die. I remember listening to that song.
How about the accordion in there? It's a feel of being in Paris, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So that's Eddie Brigati, The Young Rascals. He's 80 today. Jeff Goldblum.
John, the kind of control you're attempting is it's not possible. Listen, if there's one thing the history of evolution has taught us, it's that life will not be contained. Life breaks free, it expands to new territories, and it crashes through barriers painfully, maybe even dangerously, but there it is.
Life will find a way. They should have listened to Jeff Goldblum there early on and just shut Jurassic Park down.
Right.
And then we wouldn't have 10 more movies or whatever it is now.
There was a lot of them.
They've been squeezing every penny out of that franchise they possibly can get. And
yeah.
I mean, the newer ones are okay. The first one is still the best.
Right.
And that's Jeff Goldblum. He was the Fly. He was good in Thor Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm.
As a guy kind of ran that that planet.
Played a role in Silverado, too. Western.
Independence Day. You don't think of him of a Western guy, really,
no.
Right? Big chill, but yeah, good point there. Jeff Goldblum is 73. You better call Saul.
Oh, and sweetheart, I'm going to need one more form. DBA, because I'm not going to be practicing under the name McGill, so.
Shouldn't be a problem. Just down the hall, we have all the forms.
Great.
Wait, Jimmy, what?
It's all good, man.
Yeah, that's where he got his name. He was Jim McGill, and he decided to change it to Saul Goodman because it's Saul Goodman from Breaking Bad, the lawyer.
Very nice.
The lawyer who would, he would represent drug dealers and meth makers and, of course, Heisenberg. Somebody had to do it, and he was the best one to do it. He was good in that role. Bob Odenkirk, the actor, is 63. Neil, when's the last time you've been called Boombastic?
She called me Mr. Boombastic. Silly fantastic.
Boombastic. And he usually is. He's talking about Mr. Lover Lover. It's Shaggy.
Oh, that's Shaggy.
Yeah, you've heard of Shaggy.
Just like
not from Scooby Doo. But when people talk about you as being Boombastic, they're talking a little bit more about something going on in the gastrointestinal side of things.
That
I'm assuming.
Happen.
Yeah, so Shaggy, pop reggae artist, Shaggy. It also wasn't him. That was another song that he had. He had a few. He had some big hits, including Mr. Boombastic, 87 today from Modern Family.
I'm breaking the window!
Emergency assistance, this is Trina.
We lost our baby in the car and people are judging us.
I swear to God, I'm going to break it!
Do not break the window, you'll get glass on her.
Sir, please tell your wife to relax. Everything is going to be okay.
That's a man.
Really?
Don't worry, Lily! Lily, Daddy's coming for you!
Sir, we just sent the signal. The door should be unlocked now.
Check the door.
It was Mitchell and Cam. They were pretty funny on that Modern Family show, Neil.
I will take your word for it. I don't know them. I'm sure they were very, very funny.
It's only the most popular show on TV for about 10 years, but that's all right. Probably never as popular, though, as Gunsmoke.
Well, I mean, I'd seen parts of Modern Family,
right,
but I never really saw the whole program.
Well, check it out at some point in time. Maybe or maybe not. Doesn't matter. Jesse Tyler Ferguson is 50 today. Roseanne, you heard of that show? It was like number one for 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a pretty picture. Is this the one for school? There's Daddy and me and Becky and you. Where's Darlene?
Right there.
That looks like a bunch of flowers.
I know, that's her grave.
The youngest child on Roseanne, that's DJ Connor of the Connors and Roseanne fame, 44. Know you're Hanson. Yeah, those Connor kids are getting old. 44 for Michael Fishman. Speaking of getting old, the youngest member of the group, Hanson.
I think the only one name I can tell you is Zach.
And that's the one, because that was the youngest and the cutest one.
Yeah. My kids were into the Hansons there briefly.
They were only around briefly, really. They only had the one hit. This one that I know of.
Yeah.
Have to check the charts. He was the drummer.
Three Hansons?
Yes, there were three Hansons, okay. just like in Slapshot.
Oh, sure.
But these guys, and you know what was similar is these guys, when they would go onto the stage, they would also put on the foil.
Foil up?
Yep. Which makes it a little difficult when you're playing electric guitar, because doesn't that, you can actually cause some problems. Maybe some arcing.
I would think so.
You could cause some arcing. You have to go with that aluminum foil that doesn't conduct electricity. So Zach Hanson, the young drummer for Hanson, is 40.
Jared, do you know the human head weighs 8 pounds?
Did you know that Troy Aikman in only 6 years has passed for 16,303 yards?
That's nothing in the modern NFL, to be honest.
Do you know bees and dogs can smell fear?
Oh, I put Tidwell on the same floor.
Little kid from Jerry Maguire.
I remember him.
Jonathan Lipnicki, who was also one of the kids on the Jeff Foxworthy show.
Oh, sure.
If you watched his sitcom.
Yeah,
and Stuart Little. The kid was just cute. I don't know if he acts anymore. When he's one of those kids, was just he was a kid actor, and he had enough of it, and now I don't know what he does now.
He's
Jonathan Lipnicki. But 35 today, and our rapper of the day, Baby Keem. Baby Keem, our rapper of the day, is 25.
Is that like K-E-E-M or something?
I
or
think Keem. Yeah, that's Keem.
Something, yep. Something like that. Okay. Gone but not forgotten today. We're going to start with, one of the Stooges, Curly, Moe's brother, Curly Howard, born on this day, 1903.
You get me a picture of Prince Sham, and I'll give you each a $100 bonus. What good is a $100 bogus? Bonus, not bogus. Don't you know what bonus is? Certainly, Spanish. Bonus notches. Si, si, senor. Si, si.
Oh, he's doing the Shirley, the curly shuffle, or the Shirley cuffle.
Yeah.
The curly shuffle where he did that little backward dance where he'd kick up his heel.
Oh, yeah.
That was the curly shuffle.
Gosh, remember that song, too? That was great. Howard there. He was one of a kind. The great Curly Howard, born on this day, 1903. Greatest, maybe one of the greatest right-handed hitters of all time. How much money would Jimmy Fox make, double X, with these kind of numbers today, Jim? 30 or more home runs, 12 years in a row. Drove in 100 runs or more, 13 years in a row. Hit over 300, 11 times, and 534 home runs in his career. Lefty Grove said he's so strong. He has muscles in his hair. Jimmy Double X Fox, one of the greatest baseball players of all time, born on this day. You didn't learn more about him than maybe you wanted to.
No, he needs to be mentioned. But can he pitch? Could he pitch like Otani? Yeah.
No, I don't think so, but they said he could do anything. Basketball Hall of Famer, he was one of us, Slater Martin, one of the great, maybe the original point guard. He was a great defender, great leader on the floor, could score when needed.
For the Minneapolis Lakers.
Yeah, helped the Minneapolis Lakers with George Mikan and Vern Mikkelsen and the guys win four NBA titles. The great Slater Martin, born on this day, 1920.
Is he available at all? Because that's one position I'm a little concerned about for the Timberwolves, because Conley's kind of getting up there in age, a little long in the tooth.
Yeah, see, 50? I mean, he's getting old for sure.
Yeah, so that's one position that I might be a little concerned about going into the Timberwolves season.
FYI. I'm with you there. Now, Robert Fuller, we know, is still alive, but Bobby Fuller, we believe, is gone. Born on this day, 1942. Find out he's still alive, I'm going to be disappointed in my staff.
And the fact that he never was on Emergency, it's pretty sad.
Right. Or Laramie. Bobby Fuller, born on this day, 1942. And one more, same year. They shared the same birthday. Annette Funicello. You remember the Beach Party movies and Frankie Avalon and the Mickey Mouse Club.
That's a game for me and you now. Yeah, let's give it a whirl.
Beach blanket bingo.
Oh,
beach blanket bingo.
Who didn't love her and Frankie Avalon being paired together?
That's you the have name to. Of the game.
They were adorable together.
Beach blanket.
The lovely Annette Funicello, born on this day, 1942. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Would you like to start a Bobathon, no repeat workday with Patty Loveless, Timber, I'm Falling in Love, Paul Overstreet, the aforementioned Daddy's Come Around, or Trace Atkins, he left something turned on at home. He doesn't have one of those ways to be able to turn it off via
Clapper.
Wi-Fi. Yeah, or Wi-Fi. He doesn't have to go home.
Wi-Fi.
Modern
right,
now.
Right.
You got the smart home.
Right.
You could do it, you know, from another country.
That is true. We'll go ladies first with Patty Loveless today.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KVGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River. KLCI HD1 Elk River Minneapolis St. Paul. Total Country Bob FM. Right.